Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
South Africa's economy is really so nuanced. We actually live in two economies is what is typically described, because depending on where you are, what you're exposed to, and taking into account the history of the country, that's where, why it is that we are where we are. But that doesn't mean that all is lost. If anything, we are seeing that not only are financial institutions, banked and non-banks, coming forward to provide solutions, but even government institutions like StatsSA are open to these new solutions to ensure that they play a better influence on the outcomes of policy. Speaking of ongoing partnerships, this also speaks to building credit. Now, whether you're an entrepreneur or an individual who is looking to raise capital, you go to a bank or another non-financial services institution and you try to make sure you get a loan. Ultimately, it depends on your financial behavior and the history and the record that you have in that space. A few days ago, you might have heard us commenting on how the youth actually open up more store accounts to make sure that they're able to build up their credit profile. And ultimately, it's just the lender's way of saying, this is how you've previously played other institutions, other individuals that you owe money to. So this helps me understand your financial behavior and how you'll pay me back before I offer you a loan. Now, for many South Africans, it seems like a very intricate process, and one that it is, especially when it comes to the technology in the background. But there are easier ways and avenues within which we are able to access this. And on the back of that, there's a new partnership that has been announced between TransUnion Africa and MTN, who are looking to create a new credit score using mobile call records. I wonder how. But to help answer that is, of course, our good friend, CEO of TransUnion Africa, Lee Naik, who joins us now on the show. Always good to touch base with you, Lee, and good to see you back in home, at home in South Africa. Safe home ground, I guess. Oh, fantastic. Sorry, we've got you on mute there slightly. So I guess we just have to unmute to make sure that we can hear you. Otherwise, we'll play around with the faders on our end. But I guess we can hear you now, Lee.
You should hear me clearly. Are you good?
100%, yes. All good. All right. Fantastic. Lee, as I've described, and you might have heard from our previous conversation, financial data is so critical to help us understand not only who is economically active, the movement and flow of money, but more so even our own financial behavior. When one thinks TransUnion, we definitely think of credit scores and credit records, because that's probably what we as consumers know you best for in terms of direct interaction. How is this shifting now, given the new collaborative effort that you have with MTN?
Well, I think what you've heard in our previous speakers with Senga and Harry is that it is tough to understand what's really going on in a place like South Africa, where we have such a large informal economy. The reality, though, is as a formal financial system, we've got, as Senga would have told you, probably 43 to 45 million adults in South Africa, but only a small portion of them, around 28 million, are actively in the formal financial system, accessing personal loans, accessing car loans, accessing home loans. The question is, are there cohorts of people that can't access finances, even if they wanted to? And you mentioned having a retail card being the entry point for most youth. The reality, though, is if you think about right now, there are many people that have hopes and dreams of starting a business, accessing inventory to stock up their stall in a township corner shop, right? That's the reality. But how do you access finance if the people that make decisions about your worthiness can't see you for the potential you have because you have no credit history? Absolutely. So we've identified this problem as being around 16 million people that are unserved in our economy. 16 million adults, 18 years and above, that may have hopes and dreams of accessing finance to start their business, to have a better quality of life for their families, but they aren't able to access finance. Now, it's interesting, Gogola, too, that it could be people that are older from disenfranchised communities, but equally so, it could be the youth. The youth exhibit similar behaviors and attributes. They have no homes. They live with their parents. They have no cars. They have no credit cards. They aren't able to be seen for their dreams and their hopes and what they want to do because we've got no traditional credit profile on you. So this innovation is really interesting. We often spoke around the dominance of telecommunication and specifically mobile telephones. Yes. in driving the way Africa works. We have over 500 million smartphones on the continent. There are more phones than people in South Africa. And the question is, what does this tell us? We spoke just a few weeks ago around the vehicle sector and why the garage opposite where you are was so jam-packed. The reality, though, is that that pattern of behavior is starting to show up in how people respond to advertising and digital. I told you just a few weeks ago that South Africa is the third highest social media user in the world at 3 hours and 37 minutes a day. So now we know that people are connected. So yes, you may be connected. You may be posting your WhatsApp profile, Google it, but it doesn't mean that you're financially included. Do we see beyond this? So what we've now been able to do over the last 18 or so months is work with MTN and their Chinosis company, which is an API platform company, to responsibly understand with your consent as a consumer, could we use your cell phone data for a specific transaction to figure out that if we use this, we could infer your credit worthiness for a financial services product. Yes, you may not be accessing finance in a traditional way, but there are these certain behaviors that are highly predictable, right, of your ability to access finance. And as you said, it could be a small loan. In some markets, a dollar, 20 rand. It could be a small amount for a retail card. It could be a smaller loan to allow you to build up your profile. But for many South Africans, that first step is not available. And what we found by working with this specific telco and working with the GSMA, which is a standard way of how data gets organized, that it is possible to infer something about you with financial services. In fact, we found that after we built the specific technology, we've now been testing it with several of our largest clients. We found that for some of these clients in the testing phase, they're able to grow their businesses as much as 18 to 25% sure. by adopting this new technology. So what does this mean? It doesn't mean that there are no customers out there, because we all have been trying to recycle customers. It means they're the youth, they're the people that want to access. They just can't show up in the way that you want them to show up. So we, as the supplier side of the economy, have to change the way we think about customers and potential customers. And this technology has now shown us that it's possible to infer that a person that isn't in the financial system could become a customer for an entry-level product to start their journey to financial inclusion.
Got you. I'm excited to hear how this actually works, Lee, because I guess when it comes to checking someone's financial behavior who's already within the ecosystem, you know their payslip, you've got their FICA documentation, you understand their financial behavior and patterns in terms of payments, right, to other national credit providers in South Africa. How would does this work specifically, as you mentioned, given your telephonic behavior? I don't even know if that's the correct term that I'm using, but the data essentially that you extrapolate from one's phone use.
Well, it's just cell phone behavior, right? It's just cell phone behavior. So we call this call data records. It could be all the way from when you recharge your phone, how often you recharge. It could be, do you let your money run out completely? It could be how often you let your phone die versus charge your phone. It could be different areas that your phone goes into, the stability of your location in applying for something. Now, it's really interesting. I was talking yesterday at the launch event, way back when we did our first national census. I was actually working for the former Statistician General, Dr. Paddy Lohotla. Yes. And he had explained to me, Lee, the problem with address counting is that people don't have physical addresses. And he took me to a place that didn't have a number. So I grew up in Chatswood, and we grew up with streets that had numbers and not names. Yes. Sadly, that's okay, but there's some places that have no numbers or names. You got to look at the trees and the yellow and the green and be identified that way. Mm. In the same way, we can now figure out, based on behaviors and patterns, about the location of a phone, your ability to not SIM swap all the time. These patterns, we've now started the data for a long period of time. And by studying the data, we found patterns that say for these groups of people that exhibit certain behaviors, their propensity to be good customers is highly likely. So we're adopting all the techniques of AI and machine learning. Sure. But more importantly, we're feeding the system with data around the behavior of people. Now, in the world of telcos and call data records, there are hundreds of things they can store about you. Right, about your phone, your behavior, what you're doing, when you do it. with your explicit consent to say, listen, Google Ads, you can't be scored traditionally. Do you give us permission in real time to allow us to try? And if you are able to be scored, then the lender may actually allow you to take on finance because they're allowed to infer something about you that the traditional financial data, remember, they've got no credit report. Yes. There is no file on them. And so it's quite provocative, and it's why it's at the bleeding edge of innovation, and that we recognize that the 16 million people in South Africa and the 500 million people in the continent want to be participating in the economy, but to see them in their moment of truth, like Harry has said, there's a large informal employment. They're not following the rules that you and I follow with pay slips and physical offices and being behind your desk. They're not doing that. How do we start to understand in their context what's going on? 100%. So very interesting. And as I mentioned, yesterday we launched it to over 100 key players in the industry. We've already tested it with four large players. And now the hope, Google Ads, is that it's quite interesting. In our initial study working with MTN, we believe that if more people, more clients and lenders and insurers and retailers adopt this technology, we could in theory bring up to 2 million of the 16 million into the formal economy over the next few years. So exciting times. And it provokes us to ask, as the lenders, as financial services, do we just want to run good businesses, or do we want to have a good business that's good for the social standing of every South African as well? You must remember, we still have the largest income Gini in the world, the most inequality, right? Yes. We've got to do more as the economy on the supply side to help consumers that have needs and hopes.
100%. I think this is so critical because we definitely do need to understand those nuances. And I guess before I let you go, Lee, I'm fascinated by this technology because, as you've mentioned, there's an inference in terms of your financial behavior. That means that the inputs that you're putting into the system have ways of understanding and determining someone who would be financially sound on the back of their digital behavior. I'm keen to understand, are there particular nuances and patterns that actually speak to that that you can share with us without giving away the secret source of your innovation? But beyond that, also helping us understand, you know, how we're likely going to take this forward and keep it evolving, especially given the changing dynamics of South Africa's socioeconomic space.
So I think the magic is trying to figure out after looking after hundreds of elements, we found about 150 that infer certain patterns in a certain combination. So we built an actuarial model that allows us to figure this out. So that's how we figure this out, by studying all the elements and bringing them together in certain combinations.
So all locally developed, right? I think it's important that we highlight that.
This is Africa first innovation, has not been done before. Okay. The second thing is that it's really quite interesting, but we've been working with the IFC, the World Bank, and our National Credit Regulator over the last few years to try out the use of what we call alternative data. Non-financial data is classified as alternative data. We've actually been trialing this in South Africa for many years using different techniques. So could we find a way to give a loan cheaper than what a machinisa offers it to someone living in a township? Could you do it cheaper than a microfinancier? And this innovation has started a few years ago, back in 2019, in fact, with our National Credit Regulator. And we're trying out new ways all the time. This is something that's adjacent to that, where we are driving an initiative with telcos to see outside of traditional financial services, whether we could understand consumers better.
100%. Lee, I'm looking forward to seeing how this does grow, evolve and develop. And of course, congratulations on the successful launch. Can't wait to hear the feedback on the outcomes here. Your time is appreciated as always, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Lee Naik, who's the CEO of TransUnion Africa, giving us some insight into some new innovation that gives us a better understanding of how our credit scores are measured. That is Lee Naik, CEO of TransUnion Africa. We have a few of your voice notes that we're definitely going to play, so do keep them coming. 063-688-0959. Always happy to hear your thoughts. But before that, also bear in mind that one of our follow-up conversations is one based on a theme that hits close to home, especially in the agricultural space. We'll get an update from Karan Beef around the concerns that they had highlighted just over 2 weeks ago regarding the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. It has been curbed, but we'll tell you what the progress and process has been so far.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.